being fed some economic information.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Federal Reserve policymakers today wrap up their latest two-day session, and that means we're set to hear forecasts from people with access to information the rest of us cannot see. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from our bureau in New York this morning. Morning, Jeremy.
Hey, Steve.
So what are we expecting today?
Well, first, it's unlikely that there's going to be any change in that key bank lending rate, the federal funds rate. It should stay at or near 0%. The big question, Steve, coming out of this meeting is whether the Fed is going to begin to roll back some of these big credit easing programs that they've been using to bring interest rates down, like buying mortgage-backed securities and government bonds. There have been concerns, as you know, about all the money the Fed has been printing to do that and whether that will cause inflation.
So is it concerned about inflation then?
Well, they've said that they're not. Every time they come out with a statement after a Federal Open Market Committee meeting, that's what's happening today, they've said that inflation will remain subdued because of the global slump. But the government has been paying more money to get investors to buy bonds recently in terms of interest rates. And certainly there's been talk of inflation on Capitol Hill and on Wall Street. So everybody's going to be watching to see what the Fed has to say about that today.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. The latest forecast from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, it's the OECD, says the recession seems to be bottoming out for the world's top 30 advancing economies. It's the first upward forecast in a couple of years, since June of 07. But it predicts it'll be a weak recovery unless governments remove financial uncertainty over banks. European stocks are mostly up right now. Asian markets closed mostly higher as well. Hong Kong shares gained 2%. Whole lot of nowhere on Wall Street yesterday. Yes, the S&P 500 gained about 0.25%. NASDAQ and Dow fell slightly. Today, a House committee takes up a $500 billion transportation bill. But a couple of questions remain. How much goes where? And, of course, where's the money coming from? Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
The transportation bill introduced by Minnesota Democrat James Oberstar would replace the current one, which expires in September. It would also inject badly needed cash into the Highway Trust Fund. It's set to run dry in August. The bill has won praise from environmental groups and transportation officials. It would boost the share of funding for mass transit projects, including $50 billion for high-speed rail. But some supporters of mass transit say the bill still gives highways too much of the cash. Transportation for America Director James Corliss says that doesn't bode well, especially since cars account for a third of U.S. greenhouse gases.
We've got nice language in there to suggest we should reduce those, but not a lot of the details about exactly how you're going to do that from a transportation perspective and how we're going to pay for it.
Current transportation funding comes from a federal gas tax of about 18 cents a gallon. But with Americans driving less for the second year in a row, revenues have taken a dive. And with little support for raising the gas tax, the question of how to pay for it isn't going to go away. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
The Boston Globe and its largest union have reached a tentative agreement. It's one that'll save the newspaper $10 million through salary and benefit reductions. Members of the Boston Newspaper Guild are scheduled to vote on that deal July 20th.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
This one could be a summer blockbuster. Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen hits theaters today. The first Transformers movie came out a couple of years ago and raked in $700 million worldwide. As fans will know, the films feature characters based on cars and on trucks, and many of those are General Motors vehicles. Latest flick comes out as GM is in the midst of bankruptcy. Could be great timing, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
General Motors gave the Transformers movie makers almost 70 cars. GM made the decision to work on the sequel long before the wheels came off its own operations. Mark Grazier is a senior writer at Variety. He says the studio's not that bothered about the car maker being in bankruptcy.
Having GM on board, it means, you know, tens of millions of dollars in marketing support that Paramount now doesn't have. But when you have a film like Transformers, you know, the sequel, they don't need that money.
Paramount says plenty of other brands are helping to promote the movie. Grazia says the franchise has legions of fans eager to see what befalls teenager Sam Witwicky this time round. Once again, the Autobots have to protect him and planet Earth from the evil Decepticons.
We've kept much from you, Sam.
This isn't my war.
I fear it soon will be.
But it's the cars that are the real stars in Transformers, especially when they morph into robots. GM's using the film to promote at least one of its cars. The Chevy Camaro stars as a major character. But GM has slashed its marketing budget and won't say how much it's spending on the high-octane ads that are playing in movie theaters. John Wolkonowicz is an auto analyst with IHS Global Insight. He believes GM will emerge quickly from Chapter 11, and he says the film's timing is perfect.
You're going to get a lot of instances where kids who are not old enough to buy a car are going to ask Dad, let's go down to the Chevy dealer and see that new Camaro. And Dad might wind up driving out in a Malibu or a Silverado or something else that's more practical.
GM vehicles get all the good parts in this movie. Well, they're the good guys anyway. Variety's Mark Grazia says that turns the film into one long commercial for the carmaker. He says GM's bankruptcy will be the last thing on the audience's mind.
The movie is so big and it involves characters that are so loved that, you know, having GM play those characters will only make GM look better in the eyes of the consumer. It's a cool factor that you just can't buy.
Even if you could afford it. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Have some blockbuster comments? Share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.